A large campaign in Dillingham has been geared toward defeating a long-discussed annexation effort by the city. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Normally, elections in rural communities of Alaska are pretty standard. Opponents and proponents of candidates or ballot issues normally put a few ads in the local newspaper, send out some flyers, and try to organize community meetings. All of those approaches have been ongoing for the last month in Dillingham, but on a scale the community has never seen before. At issue is a vote of Dillingham residents Tuesday to decide the fate of two ballot questions. The first asks about annexing the Nooshaghat Commercial Fishing District into the city limits. The district is one of the big salmon-producing districts in Bristol Bay with millions of salmon harvested annually. The second question asks about imposing a 2.5% fish tax in the district. Currently, the Nooshaghat District is the only district in Bristol Bay that is not wholly or partially under the jurisdiction of a local city or borough, and it's the only district that does not currently feature a local fish tax. The Dillingham City Council hopes to change that in an effort to stabilize its budget. The annexation effort by the city of Dillingham has been underway for well over 2 years, and it was approved last year by the local boundary commission. That sets up Tuesday's vote. One of the first in the current campaign is the use of local robocalls by the anti-annexation opposition group. Perhaps the most obvious sign of the campaign are the potentially thousands of professionally produced flyers plastered with the Axe the Fish Tax slogan. The exact cost of the anti-annexation campaign is unknown, but between March the 10th and March 31st, the Axe the Tax group took in over $37,400 and they spent over $36,700. Over $36,400 came from the Ekuk Village Council, and the campaign hired the large consulting firm of Strategies 360 to run and implement the campaign. The most vocal opponent of the annexation and the fish tax has been commercial fisherman Robert Hyeno. He's the chairman of the anti-annexation group, and he's also the president of the Ekuk Village Council. He outlined his position during a presentation Friday for staff with the Dillingham City School District. Hyeno is hoping the annexation effort fails so the surrounding villages can work with the city government in Dillingham to create a borough to represent the residents of Western Bristol Bay.
We think that a borough would have a lot more clout in securing funds from the state of Alaska, provide a unified voice on this side of Bristol Bay, and the communities feel pretty strongly that a borough would provide a lot more input into non-renewable resource development that's currently taking place on state and federal land.
The most often talked about resource development project in the region is the proposed Pebble Mine that is widely opposed by the residents and communities in the Western Bristol Bay region. The campaign by the city of Dillingham totals about $16,000, and the most vocal proponent has been Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby. Ruby says the annexation of the fishing district makes sense based on how closely tied the city is to the success of the local commercial fishery.
Dillingham is at a stage in its economy right now where we've got to bring in additional revenue. We can't continue to survive on what we have now. We've been involved in, you know, borough feasibility and could we reclassify to second-class city? Could we raise additional taxes? Went through a lot of considerations. And so the city decided after about a 2-year process that annexation really was the way to go.
In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.